When lawmakers abruptly ended the second regular session of the legislature earlier this month, they left some unfinished business. Among the bills left in limbo or unfunded is one affecting Maine's county jails. And as Mal Leary reports, failure to correct that situation could create some unintended and serious consequences.
Like scores of other bills, a measure providing funding for county jails was left unaddressed when lawmakers adjourned. The bill would have provided $3 million to cover budget shortfalls this year and $14.2 million in state aid in the new budget year starting July 1st. Cumberland County Sheriff Kevin Joyce is president of the Maine Sheriff's Association. He says the failure of the legislature to act on the needs of the jails could cause some serious problems.
Some are overcrowded. It's going to cause them to cut back on staffing and make their jails unsafe. Some are looking at potentially closing. Others are looking at potential early release. So this is a real dire circumstance.
Eight of the state's 16 counties are seeking funds to cover shortfalls this year that range from just over $100,000 in Piscataquis County to $800,000 in Oxford County. The counties have been receiving aid from the state for three decades, but a board of corrections established under Governor John Baldacci to oversee the county jails was never funded at levels requested by the county sheriffs. That's led to some counties using reserves to pay for operations. The board ceased operations in 2015 when Governor Paul LePage, who's been critical of county jail spending, refused to appoint any members to it. Joyce says costs continue to rise.
Last week, I got two bills from providers basically saying, sorry, but the cost of our services are going to be going up. Well, unfortunately, that drives our budget up as well.
Costs for food and energy are also going up. And Lincoln County Sheriff Todd Brackett says that leaves sheriffs with some difficult choices. His county and neighboring Sagadahoc County jointly operate the Two Rivers Jail, where cuts to programs such as drug treatment are on the table.
I'm going to have to make the tough choice of whether I cut back on our contract with the Addiction Resource Center, which is really getting to the heart of our opioid crisis. It's dealing with folks with co-occurring disorders and substance abuse, which is a majority of the folks that we're dealing with.
Brackett says it's an effective program that has reduced recidivism rate at the jail. Sheriffs say they're talking with their county legislative delegations to impress on them the importance of a special session where lawmakers can address, among other things, the pressing needs of Maine's county jails. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.